Good morning. Please stand either in body or in spirit for the call to worship. Our human scene has been caressed by a visit from the eternal. Clap, shout, and sing praises. God reigns over all the earth.
The risen one has become head of all things, and we are moved as disciples to worship.
This is the time to bless God and rejoice in the fulfillment of law, prophets, and psalms.
We join the innumerable company of the saints in praise, thanksgiving, and worship.
I love the depth of story. beautiful day to be gathered in the house of the Lord to praise, to worship, to pray, and to learn. Welcome to First United Methodist Church.
And if you will grab the attendance pad on the end of the pew and sign it, pass it down, pass it back the other way, we especially welcome you. And you'll find the prayer card on in the pew in front of you. You can fill those out and bring them down later in the service as you wish.
Now let us join together in our affirmation of faith, which you will find printed on the bulletin or you can watch on the screens behind us. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing, either in body and spirit. Let us pray. Reigning God, whose appearances among us came in many forms, grant that we may be alert and responsive to your presence. When our limited expectations cut us off from you, open our senses to new experiences, not just for ourselves, but that the world may believe. May that relationship of trust open up vistas of service that link all humankind in caring community. Amen. Please remain standing in body and spirit for the reading of the gospel. A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me is the law of Moses. The prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from the high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
We come to our time in the service when we share our joys and concerns. We pray for the family of Ken Primrose, who has passed away. His service will be Friday at 2 p.m. here at the church. We pray for our daughter Beth, who is in Sunrise now. We're trying to find a treatment program, which Sunrise doesn't really have, so she can have some treatment for her anorexia. We pray for Tom Cole, who is a minister of this church and in a volunteer kind of way, who's had some setbacks with his ministry. And we pray that he knows how important, how well he's thought of by this congregation and so many people, and that his work might continue in some way. We invite you now to come forward to bring your prayer request cards. You can take a moment and kneel at the altar. If you wish, you can put the cards in the offering plate as well, or hold them up and an usher will take them. You may remain seated as we sing together. Lord, we thank you this morning for the wonderful place that we live and for this church, for our good health and safety, for our friends and families. We pray for those, for all of us who are in the process of learning more about you, of understanding you and the way that you work in the world. We ask you to give us your wisdom and peace this morning as we live in a time of worry about so many things. We ask you to be with those members of our church family who are ill, for those who shared the Lord's Supper with us at home today, and for those who took that to them. We pray for our president and the other leaders of our government and ask that they listen to your guidance and your wisdom. We ask for your intervention around the world for all those who are dealing with so many difficult things. We ask you to send your strength and love and protection to the leadership of our state and our city and to this church. And raise up your people to do the work that needs to be done. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to ask Bill Cooper to come forward, who's going to pray over the Super Bowl bags. Today, of course, is Super Bowl Food Bag Sunday, and it turns out that we've gotten a really good response already. Word of this must have gotten out because I understand that the NFL and the AFL are playing a really big game in honor of this. So, Bill.
Thank you, Larry. I just stand in awe of this church. This is not the first time I've seen this narthex full of food for the community kitchen. The 15 years that I've been involved with that mission, feeding Roswell's hungry, First Methodist Church has been there week in and week out. Not only those weeks, but with hours and hours of other of volunteers. Another thing that you can just count on the third day of every month, there's a check that comes to us from First United Methodist Church. The story goes on and on about how good we really are, and I, for myself, love to pat you and myself on the back for this. One thing keeping in mind, that none of us want to see anyone hungry or go to bed hungry. All of us know that that's what Jesus would have us do. And I just thank you for your continued help. Look out there, it's just amazing, it's awesome. And I just offer this prayer up, and Father, God, our Lord, we just thank you for the service of the congregation of this church, their giving, their caring, their sharing. Lord, we pray over the people that receive the food. We ask that it nourish them and that it helps them to move along into a more positive way in your world. There's just so many things that we're thankful for, Lord, and we just ask you to hear our prayer for this mission as it continues to go on and grow. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Will the ushers come forward to receive the morning offering? If you look at the back of the bulletin and see all of the things that are going on at the churches this week, as they're coming down, I'll just announce that our grief share group will start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday this week. Also, take a look at that nifty flyer on the From Broadway to Golden Gate fundraiser for the trip to San Francisco here coming up. Let's pray together. Lord, we ask you to take this offering and multiply it to use it for the work of your holy kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you now to turn to each other and pass the peace of Christ.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Thank you, thank you. Peace be with you. Be with
I've
you.
Got good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Our second reading comes from the book of Acts. We'll be reading from the very beginning of that book, from chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Hear this scripture, which is a retelling of the scripture which Sandy read for us earlier. Hear this word of God. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John was baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. When he was going and they were gazing upward toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now I ask that you would pray with me, please. O gracious God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be acceptable to you and of great value to your people. For it is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. This scripture, which we have read this morning, tells about Jesus being taken up into heaven. We call it the Ascension. And may I just include that if you have not had a chance to look at the visual display in the narthex, you need to go take a look, because it is brilliant and it shows Jesus in this cloud. It's just wonderful. So earlier, Sandy read the Ascension story from the Gospel of Luke, and just now, I read the Ascension story from the book of Acts. Now, interestingly, these two books of the Bible were written by the same person. We don't know exactly who that person was. Probably it was Luke, the physician friend, the doctor friend of the Apostle Paul. Might have been somebody else, but we do know without a doubt that Luke and Acts were written by the same guy. In fact, Acts is the sequel to Luke. Now, did you notice in these two tellings of the story that it's just a little bit different? Did you notice that? In Luke, Jesus is carried up to heaven. The disciples worship him. They go back into town, into Jerusalem, and they hang out at the temple and praise God. But in the book of Acts, we get a little bit more of the story. In Acts, while the disciples are standing out there looking up into heaven, watching Jesus disappear up into the clouds, all of a sudden there's these two men who show up in white robes, and we get the feeling that they just sort of appear. And they're standing there with the guys, and they kind of come up and look up with them and say, why are you all standing here looking up at the sky? He's going to come back. Now, that's pretty significant to me, and it kind of makes me wonder why this author left it out in the Gospel of Luke. It gives me the impression that he started in on the sequel and he thought, oh, I forgot to tell you about the two guys that showed up in the white robes, so he included it in there. But what is the same in both of these tellings is that Jesus gives the disciples some very specific instructions. He tells them, don't leave town. Stay here, because something really, really good is going to happen. You're going to get something. God is going to give you something, so stay in town so that you can receive this. Now, that is pretty smart on the part of Jesus, I think, because everybody wants to get something, right? We all want to get something good. And it's just logical that those disciples would be thinking, sweet, Daddy's going to bring something to us, and we're going to get something that we didn't know that we even needed. This is worth sticking around for. And then Jesus tells them, once you get this powerful Holy Spirit thing, use it. The way he says that in Luke is, proclaim in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. And in Acts, again, we get a little bit more detail about what this means. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, clear to the ends of the earth. Now, this is a profound statement. This is a profound statement. When someone gives you something, it doesn't do any good unless you use it, right? Now let's just get a little bit personal. We're 6 weeks out from Christmas. Did anybody get a Christmas present that you haven't used yet? Anybody? Because I happen to know that Pastor Laird hasn't worn that vest that I got him. He said he liked it. But then I received a book that I haven't read yet, which seems to be an issue for me. I have a lot of books I haven't read yet. And come to think of it, I remember when we used to go visit my grandmother in Oklahoma. And, you know, bedtime would come, and you know how it is when you're staying over at grandma's house. And I remember my parents would talk about how, oh my goodness, grandma's pajamas are a little bit worn out, so the next holiday, whatever that would be, Mother's Day, birthday, Christmas, they'd send her a nightgown. And then we'd come and visit her, and she's still in this ratty pajamas, and we would think, what's wrong? What's happening? Why is she wearing out her pajamas so fast? Until my parents discovered a drawer that was full of brand new 90s. And we figured out that every family member that came to visit grandma would feel bad about her pajamas, so they'd send her some at the next holiday. But you know what grandma said? They're too nice to use. A gift doesn't do any good unless you're willing to use it. And the gift that the disciples were going to receive was power. Power from the Holy Spirit. Remember what it said? When the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power. Power that is not intended to be kept in a box or stored on a shelf or stuffed into a drawer, but power that is for a very specific purpose. You will receive power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Why in Jerusalem? Why did the disciples have to start their witness in Jerusalem? Well, because that's where they were. Remember, they had all gathered in Jerusalem to worship and celebrate over the Passover, because Jerusalem is where the temple was. That's where they went to worship. And Jesus tells them, start your witness here in the place where you worship. Now, obviously, you and I are not first century Palestinian followers of Jesus, obviously. We're 21st century American Christians. But how do we interpret this scripture that tells the disciples, worship and witness in Jerusalem? Because the instructions that Jesus gives to his first disciples still apply to us, right? Right? I believe that. So Surely this doesn't mean that we all have to get on a plane or a boat and go over to the Holy Land and then get on a bus or a camel or something and end up in Jerusalem. No, what Jesus is telling us is, begin your witness here in this place where you worship. This is your Jerusalem. This church is your Jerusalem, and we're supposed to start our witness right here. Now, that makes me feel a little uncomfortable, because the truth of the matter is that in our churches, especially in our United Methodist churches, we're really good about talking about the Bible and talking about God and how we understand God and talking about Jesus and reading the Bible stories. We're really good at that. But when it comes to actually speaking about what God is doing in our lives, that just gets a little personal, doesn't it? Let me show you a little. Let's take a quiz, okay? We're going to take a little quiz here. I'm just going to ask some questions. You just shout out the answers. What were the names of the first man and woman recorded in the Bible? Okay, what did Noah build? What did the ark carry? Who was the man who led the Israelites out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea on dry land? Who was that? What was on the tablets that Moses brought down from the mountain? Okay. What were the names of Jesus' parents on earth? Okay. What was the town where Jesus was born? Good job. How many disciples did Jesus originally call to follow him? What kind of woolly animal did Jesus refer to illustrate our relationship with him? A sheep. What do you call a person who herds the sheep? Who is the good shepherd? What is the good shepherd doing in the life of the person sitting across the aisle from you? And the room becomes uncomfortably silent. What is the good shepherd doing in your life? See, we're really good at talking about Jesus. We're not so good at talking about what Jesus is doing in our lives, not even here inside the church. And if we're uncomfortable sharing what's really going on in our faith inside the church, then we're going to have a heck of a time sharing what Jesus is doing in our lives when we get outside the walls of our church. And this is important because Jesus tells us to share our faith with others. Remember, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive to be my in and. Oh. Jesus specifically tells us to share our faith right here where we are and in a lot of other places too, which just happens to be one of the topics addressed in our prescription from the Healthy Church Initiative. You were wondering when I was going to get to that, weren't you? Now, hopefully by now, you have all had a chance to read that report. And hopefully by now, you've had a chance to read the prescription, which we have not yet decided to adopt, let's be clear. But hopefully you've read not only the prescription, but the reasons behind the prescription. And hopefully by now, your reaction to at least some of those prescriptions has been, what? They're telling us to do what? Because that's how you should react. When God tells us to do something, it should feel a little bit uncomfortable. Because I guarantee you that when he said to those disciples, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive to be my in, and. When Jesus told them that, I guarantee you that those disciples said, what? You want us to do what? And you want us to do it where? That's crazy talk. We're not comfortable doing that. And yet, you and I are sitting here in this church today because that's exactly what those disciples did. It took them some time, but they figured it out. And because those people were willing to share what Jesus did in their lives 2,000 years ago, you and I feel a desire to come into a place of worship today and learn more about this person named Jesus. But it only could happen because those disciples were willing to follow God's instructions. So now, of course, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we need to do? How can we share our faith so that years from now, someone else will be coming into a house of worship to hear what God has done in our lives so that they can experience him too through Jesus Christ? That gift from the Holy Spirit, it's ours too. And you and I are being called to do something with that gift right here at First United Methodist in Roswell so that others may come to know Jesus. And we're going to keep talking about this over the next few weeks. We're going to keep exploring this commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples, because really, we haven't even gotten to the part about what's it mean to go out into Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth, right? We're going to keep exploring this, and my prayer is that us studying what the very first disciples did when the church was getting started will give us wisdom as we discern God's call for our future. To be continued. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now let us prepare our hearts to receive communion as we join together in singing our communion hymn, One Bread, One Body.
One bread, one body, one Lord.
you, thank you.
You may be seated.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him and who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, gracious God, for you have been so faithful to your church in all these centuries. You who have gathered us to be your children, you who invite us to walk into a new, life-filled, transforming future. Oh God, we want you to receive our thanks and our praise, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Only days before, those disciples received those instructions from Jesus to carry their witness into the world. They had joined with him at the table of the Lord. And during that meal of celebrating Passover, they took the bread which was on the table. They gave thanks to God, broke the bread, and Jesus offered it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you." After the meal, Jesus took the cup which was on the table. He gave thanks to God and offered it to his disciples, saying, "This is my cup, my blood poured out for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink this blood and eat this bread, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's love for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O gracious God, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon all of us who are gathered here this morning and upon these elements of bread and juice. Gracious, miraculous God, let them be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we might be for all the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Make us one in union through taking these elements and glorify yourself as we come to glorify you. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. And let us join together in the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the communion servers come to prepare the elements, I remind us all that ours is an open table. that all who are here today are invited, encouraged to come forth to seek the love of God through the partaking of these elements. You will find a place here at the communion rail. We will come to you and hand you a piece of bread. You may eat the bread as you receive it. Then you will have a cup which you may drink from as you receive that. And then if you want to spend a few moments in prayer just talking to God at the communion rail, you go right ahead. Don't feel rushed. As people are finished and feel they're ready to return to their pews, others can come and fill in those spaces, and we will come again and share these elements with you. If you desire a gluten-free alternative, please come to my station on this side of the chancel, and we have a gluten-free option for you. But come now, and follow the instructions which Jesus has given to all his people to receive him as your Savior. Amen.
Come on.
We not have one.
Okay, you go with Tina.
Wait. So come with me over here.
Just when you give it to me, just say the blood of Christ. So I have
just
to do
come
it.
Along behind
I give
me.
Mine first. First the bread and then the juice. Don't fall over.
Sandy, the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Okay.
The body of Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus, broken for you.
The body
of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of our Lord Jesus, broken for you.
Judy, the body
this
of our
is the
Lord
body
Jesus
of Christ,
Christ,
which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for
this
you.
This is the body of Christ, which
body
is broken for
Lord
you.
Jesus.
The body of Christ,
Jim, the body
which
of
is
our Lord
broken
Jesus
for you.
Christ, given for you. Scott, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ, which is
broken
for
you.
You've already had it.
Jesus Christ, given for you. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you. The body of our Lord Jesus, given for you. Thank you. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body,
the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is broken for you. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
The body of Christ,
the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Woody, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This little piece of bread means that Jesus loves you very, very much. And this is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. The body of our Lord Jesus. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Paul, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which
body
is broken
of our Lord
for you.
Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Candy, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Mark, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lily, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nancy, this is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken.
Right?
This is the body of Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus. Tell me your name.
This is the body of Christ, broken for you.
All right, Blake. Jesus, Lord, you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Gloria, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Wanda, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ,
the body of our Lord Jesus.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. John, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Dick, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body.
John, the body of our Lord Jesus, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. And this is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ which is broken for you.
Lee, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of our Lord Jesus, which is broken for you.
Lynn, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Jean, the body of our Lord Jesus, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is
broken for you. Sandy, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Jesus loves you.
This is the body of Christ, which is
the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. All of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Kaylee, the body of our Lord Jesus, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This little
Christ,
bitty piece of
you.
Bread means that Jesus loves you
Lord
very,
Jesus
very much.
Bill, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
is the body of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ,
which is broken for you.
Brian, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Veronica, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Calvin, the body of our Lord Jesus.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Luke, this little tiny piece of bread means that Jesus loves you very, very much.
Well, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus. Sherry, the body of our Lord Jesus, given for you. Bob, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Mike, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ.
L, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Now, you stand here, and when they come up, we're going to serve them. You can go ahead and put that here. And you just hang on to that one. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Now trade and give her this. Come back, come back, come back. What's her name? What's her name?
Ava.
Ava, come back.
Oh,
now, you take the tray, and you're going to serve us.
The body of our Lord Jesus, given for you.
Just did the anthem. Laird, they did the anthem.
Okay. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
It's time to sing our closing hymn, and as we do so, I invite you to stand and sing together. And if you would like to respond to the call that God has placed upon your heart, come forward during the singing of this hymn. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, if you want to put your membership in this church home, which is a good one, then I would encourage you to come forward as we sing our closing hymn. Now let us stand and sing together.
Tina and I will be out of the office on Monday and Tuesday. The plan is for us to go to a clergy retreat. Things are a little bit up in the air with us, but we won't be in the office on Monday and Tuesday.
And now receive this blessing and benediction. You have received the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now take him with you and go out into the world in all of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good job.